Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 30th of June, 2010. So, I did it. I cycled from London to Brighton. I made it, and I'm still alive. And I'm actually amazed that I'm still alive because it was really, really tough. But let's come to that in just a moment and start, as always, by taking a look at the People Building newsletter named Hello People, which is distributed every other Wednesday on the very same day as this podcast. If you're not signed up already, just go to the People Building website or the www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and fill in the box on the right-hand side. And this is what is on your People Building menu from the newsletter for today. So, what we're loving section is the ultimate weight loss audios package from People Building. There's a nice discount on this audio package as well, and the reason why we're promoting the weight loss audios package is because of the topic of this podcast today, which is part of our 7 Deadly Sins summer series, and today we'll be looking at gluttony. So the weight loss audio package seemed quite fitting, so do take a look at that and get that discount whilst it's there. The article today is again weight loss themed, so all about staying motivated to lose weight. And it's worth reading that whether you are somebody who is thinking about getting into shape or whether you are a therapist who works with clients who want to lose weight, because it's kind of written from both perspectives. Definitely one worth looking at. Even the motivational quote ties in with this gluttony theme. It says, don't dig your grave with your own knife and fork. It's a nice English proverb for you there. We do, of course, have the thumbs section, so thumbs up, thumbs down, and the feedback we're looking for today is to answer the question, is hypnosis real? Our joke section is, of course, in there, and there is, in the other news section, an article about Mel Gibson, who bizarrely has qualified as a hypnotherapist. So do have a look at that. So, what do I need to tell you? Well, I need to first off say thank you to all those of you who did make a donation to the British Heart Foundation in support of my 54 miles from London to Brighton, which I did last Sunday on my bicycle. And it was really tough. And I do not say that in any form of joke. It really was tough. I've done 2 firewalks. I've walked over glass, broken glass. I have broken a board with my bare hand, and I've bent a bar using just my neck, really, sort of esophagus area. And they were all tough, but this was something else. I'll tell you why it was so difficult. Because it was so long. With everything else I've ever done, you can always think, do you know what, in an hour's time this will all be over. And there just didn't seem to be any light at the end of the tunnel with this cycle ride. We got started at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't cross the finish line until 6:30 in the evening, which makes it sound like I'm really, really unfit. And the truth is that I had done some cycling the week before and was on target to do the London to Brighton in about 5.5 hours. But the issue that we had was, firstly, that there were 30,000 other people cycling with us, and that meant that, you know, there's a huge group of people and there was a bit of congestion at times, and we couldn't necessarily ride our bikes all the time. Sometimes we had to walk, and we ended up walking for about 1.5 hours at one point because there was just too many people trying to get through too small a space. And unfortunately as well, somebody had a heart attack on the ride at the bottom of a very steep hill called Ditchling Beacon Hill, which is just before the final descent into Brighton. So obviously it's very sad news, and that chap, he actually died in hospital later on. So, you know, really, it's not something to be taken lightly by any stretch. It really is a massive physical challenge. And we stopped about four times on the journey. My initial plans were to, you know, try and be the first person to get there. And that quickly went out the window. And actually, as a group, we all ended up sticking together and sort of making our own way there, really. But meeting up at several different points throughout the journey, and, you know, you'd sort of look up and see someone you know in the distance, or look behind and see someone just behind you, which was quite reassuring. And it was really hard. And I'll tell you a funny story in terms of how tired I really got whilst doing this. There was one point where I was cycling up this never-ending hill, and it wasn't even a particularly steep hill. It was just a never-ending hill. And I was exhausted, and I was, you know, on the brink of bawling my eyes out and having a big old breakdown. And I looked onto the pavement and saw this elderly lady carrying a Jack Russell dog in the opposite direction. And I thought, I wish I had an old lady to carry me home. And then I started to cry because I wasn't a Jack Russell. So it really did test me. And not just in a physical sense, you know, it really did sort of play on the emotions. And I think I did experience some temporary madness, especially at the point where I was wishing that I was a Jack Russell dog being carried by an old lady in the opposite direction. So it was really tough, really, really tough. I don't know whether to share with you on the Enhanced podcast, those of you who can see the picture, the pictures on here. I could show you a picture of us at the finish line, but I probably don't have permission to do that. That said, it is on my Facebook already, and most of these people I'm related to, so I don't think that technically they can sue me for that. So if you look up now, then you'll see that it's just there for you to look at. There we go. So don't tell anyone I did that. But you'll see me just on the end, holding up my medal, looking very proud indeed. And as I came over the finish line, there was a couple of chaps who were sort of on a tannoy system, welcoming back those who were coming in. And I just as I crossed the finish line, heard him saying, "And here come some more late stragglers," at which point I felt like hunting him down and poking him in the eye, because it'd been so much hard work, and to then be called a late straggler at the end of it wasn't terribly rewarding, I have to say. Will I do it again next year? We'll have to wait and see. Right now, Mike the Web Guy is trying to convince me that I need to do the London Marathon. I really don't think that's going to happen. I think there's more chance of me swimming the Channel than doing the London Marathon. And quite frankly, 54 miles on a bicycle is hard enough. However, that said, I'm not a complete wimp. I did have a seriously old bike. My bicycle is at least 20 years old. I've had it since I was at least 11, I would say. And it's really, really heavy, apparently. Now, for me, I just thought, it's got two wheels, really, what is there to complain about? But apparently, in comparison to everybody else's bike, mine was by far the heaviest, and it did have only six gears. So for that reason, I am apparently entitled to feel especially proud of myself, because it's an even greater achievement, apparently. And I'll take that, you know, I can live with that. I can take that compliment, that's fine. All right, let's crack on with the show, shall we? So today's show, as previously mentioned, is all about gluttony. Gluttony is one of our seven deadly sins, which we are working our way through steadily throughout the summer. This is the third deadly sin that we've looked at, having previously looked at envy and, gosh, what was the other one? Can't remember. Hang on, I'll have to have a look. Oh yes, pride, of course, was the first one that we looked at. So today, as I said, is all about gluttony. And it kind of ties in a little bit with the whole weight loss ethos, which is a nice thing to be looking at this time of year, because it's the summer and everybody wants to be in smaller clothes and looking all svelte and lovely. So here's a definition of what gluttony means. Gluttony is an inordinate desire to consume more than that which one requires. Or, in the words of 19th century Russian bishop called Ignatius Brinchaninov, I think I pronounced that correctly, he said, "Wise temperance of the stomach is a door to all the virtues. Restrain the stomach and you will enter paradise. But if you please and pamper your stomach, you will hurl yourself over the precipice of bodily impurity, into the fire of wrath and fury. You will coarsen and darken your mind, and in this way you will ruin your powers of attention and self-control, your sobriety and vigilance." Gosh, that's fairly dramatic, isn't it? So that information comes from deadlysins.com, which, interestingly, the definitions are followed by a double peanut butter paisley brownies recipe, which I thought made it all terribly lighthearted. So here is some general advice regarding healthy, balanced diets. Now, this is, of course, stuff that you all already know anyway, and I don't think I'm going to be sharing anything spectacular with you here. However, it's useful for us all to be reminded, and you never know, there might just be one small thing that you hear and think, wow, really? That makes all the difference. Or indeed, it could be something that you share with somebody else, perhaps a client or a friend or family member. So our government in the UK, this is the government advice posted on the healthy eating website that they have. And it says, a healthy balanced diet contains a variety of foods, including plenty of fruit and vegetables, plenty of starchy foods such as whole grain bread, pasta and rice, some protein rich foods such as meat, fish, eggs and lentils, and some dairy foods. It should also be low in fat, especially saturated fat, salt and sugar. It might seem as though nutrition experts regularly change their mind and don't agree with each other. But in fact, the main messages about healthy eating have stayed the same for a long time. For example, the message to reduce the amount of fat we eat has been the same for more than 15 years, and we were being told about the importance of fruit and veg as long ago as the Second World War. Then the advice was to dig for victory and grow our own, which is brilliant advice. The most effective way to lose weight and keep it off is by changing your lifestyle for good. You need to eat a healthy, balanced diet, which means eating plenty of fruit and vegetables, basing your vegetables on starchy foods, cutting down on foods high in sugar or fat, and by being more physically active. As I said, probably nothing new there. However, the getting on and doing of it can be a slightly different process. So this got me thinking, why is it that some people are stuck in this pattern of overeating or eating unhealthily and just generally not taking care of themselves? I found a poll which was accompanied by a survey of 5,000 members of the public, and it was in conjunction with a weight loss product. Of the consumers, 80% said they think they eat too much, while 20% said that they were addicted to overeating. More than 4 out of 10, so 44%, said they regularly eat when they are not hungry, and 10% felt trapped in a cycle of overeating. A total of 45% of women and 25% of men knew the recommended daily calorie intake, and 93% they said they didn't keep on track with the calories that they eat. A nutritionist, Mary Strutgar, said, "We know that foods with a high fat and sugar content cause certain chemical changes in the brain, similar to those experienced when someone has used an opiate. So it's easy to see why some people find it hard to control food cravings. The role of appetite is key to weight loss. A detrimental cycle of food restriction that causes hunger pangs may lead directly to overeating. This is often called yo-yo dieting and is a reason why many people simply give up and break their diets early." And that information came from thetelegraph.co.uk. So this idea that the experience that someone has when they're eating certain foods that are high in fat and sugar, that being similar to the use of an opiate, I think is a bit scary, actually. I think that's terrifying. You know, opiates are like heroin and codeine and real strong, very addictive drugs. And so I did some research then on opiates. After prolonged opiate use, the nerve cells in the brains, which would otherwise be producing natural painkillers or endorphins, these stop functioning properly. So the body stops producing endorphins because it's receiving opiates instead. So basically what that's telling us already is that if you are eating too many fatty and sugary foods and it's having this sort of opiate effect in your brain, then you'll stop creating your own feel-good chemicals. You'll stop creating endorphins when good stuff happens in life. And instead, the good feelings will only come when you're eating those crappy foods. So the body stops producing your natural feel-good chemicals. And then eventually the nerve cells start to degenerate, which then ends up causing this physical dependency on the external supply of opiates. Abrupt or sudden stopping of those opiates induces yet another traumatic disorder for someone to go through. So this whole idea of kind of, you know, suddenly stopping eating all these wrong foods and starting to eat healthily actually ends up making people feel bad. You know, they physically don't feel good as a result of doing that. They get like withdrawal symptoms. And actually a much better way of dealing with that is to not completely eradicate those fatty, sugary foods. And in fact, to still have them, but just at a more acceptable level, a more balanced level throughout life and throughout the day and throughout the week. And just not in the same kind of magnitude that they had been consumed before. So it's going to be important to find other ways to feel good other than from food. It's important that everything else that's going on in life is supportive of creating those endorphins and those feel-good chemicals in the body so that it's not dependent on receiving those or the opiates instead as a result of eating. It's important to adopt an attitude of knowing that there is always going to be plenty of food there. Generally, in the societies that we live in, we tend to be very blessed. And even when the fridge is empty, there's usually a tin of baked beans tucked away in the back of the cupboard. And even if, you know, you've left food on your plate and you have to throw it in the bin, actually you can get some more later. You don't have to stuff yourself at that moment. You can stick some cling film over it and pop it in the fridge and finish it off later instead when you're hungry again, instead of stuffing it in when you're actually already full up. Or an even better option is to not serve up quite so much food on the plate in the first place. Know that you do not have to go without. You're not going to be missing out on chocolate and chips and all those things that taste far too good but really are far too bad for us. You can still have cakes and ice cream and all those things, just at a lesser extent, on a less regular basis and in smaller quantities than you had them before. But you don't have to go without, because you know as soon as you start saying to yourself, I shouldn't eat chocolate, you're thinking about chocolate, and chocolate keeps coming up in your mind, and you see chocolate wrappers everywhere, and everybody else is eating chocolate. So it's not about going without, it's just about managing what you have so that it's at a more acceptable level. Think about the alternative futures you have available as a result of taking action and sorting out those eating habits, or not. What would the future hold if you were to continue with the current lifestyle that you have? What would that look like? What would that experience be like? We want to get some leverage in here so that people start really feeling motivated to take action. And sometimes we can do that using just pleasure, but sometimes it's important to have that pain factor involved as well and to get the balance right between the carrot and the stick. And the stick can be really helpful at times. This is all about offering yourself a better quality of life. So it's not about missing out or going without. It's about actually, this is like a treat for you. To be treating your body in this new, healthier way is a treat for yourself and not a punishment. Now, of course, there will be setbacks. because everybody gets challenged. You can look at those setbacks as temporary. Never give up. Never ever. Not until you're where you want to be. And even then you don't give up. You just continue with that new healthier lifestyle. So be realistic and keep the goals small in the beginning. Because, probably the wrong pun to use, but you can't eat an elephant in one go. So keep the goals nice and small and do one thing at a time. Makes it much more achievable, and then you start to see results and you see that you're sticking with it and it motivates you even further. And of course, measure your success, because it's important to know when you're making progress and at what speed you're making that progress. Successful people focus on the end results, and unsuccessful people complain or simply don't do the tasks required to get the results in the first place. So we want to look at an overall change in attitude here. Successful people expect to be successful, while unsuccessful people expect to fail. So you need to set up this attitude of expectant success. I've said it before, the difference between successful people and people that fail is that successful people do not believe their own excuses. They do not believe them. And when those excuses show up, they simply don't buy into them, and they remind themselves when they are telling themselves crap. You know, when they're talking BS, they say, do you know what? That's no good excuse to go to the fridge right now and eat that bar of dairy milk. That's no good reason. Onwards and upwards. Let's crack on. So I want you to think about what sorts of results you've managed to achieve in the past when you have successfully changed your attitude. Because you've had a time like that. A time when you suddenly realised you'd got the wrong end of the stick, or that you had misjudged someone. Perhaps it was a time when you decided to just give up on making life difficult for yourself and decided instead to be more natural in your choices. And perhaps it was a decision you made to consciously act and react differently in the future. Or perhaps there was no effort at all. It was more like a realization. Like waking in the morning and realizing that life is too short and that it's not worth hanging on to what is no longer healthy for you. But either way, you decided all the same that enough is enough and that it's time to put a stop to this. And I know you're wondering what kind of trance you'll have in getting this sorted, and whether I'd suggest any subtle kind of hypnosis to help you change and improve. But you know, I'd rather leave it up to you to make your own decisions, won't you?
PeopleBuilding.co.uk provide NLP and hypnotherapy training courses throughout Southeast England in the United Kingdom. For more information about their courses, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
So time now for me to share with you one of our hypnosis scripts and audios, which is sold on the People Building website as a PDF script or as an audio. The difference being that the script is a readable format suitable for those of you who are going to be hypnotising other people, whereas the audio version is a recorded MP3 which you can download directly from the website to your computer and then listen to it via your computer, burn it onto disc or stick it on your MP3 player and listen to it that way. You can of course get all the hypnosis audios directly from iTunes as well. So this particular section of script comes from the Eat Less script and audio. Everybody is born with a natural inbuilt ability to know when they are full. And you really do not need to eat nearly as much as you think you need to have in order to be full up. The challenge is things happen throughout life. Circumstances, lifestyles, mean that over time we start to ignore our body's own signals, messages to stop eating now. The warning signs overridden, and we force in just an extra couple of mouthfuls, and the stomach expands to accommodate the extra mouthfuls, and then next time, able to eat more, and then just an extra couple of mouthfuls, and so on. The time has come for that to change, to reset that stop eating now signal to a healthy and appropriate level, where you can eat less and feel full. You wouldn't want to overfill yourself, as that leads to heavy, uncomfortable feelings, and you want to enjoy a lighter, freer and healthier feeling in your body now. Your subconscious mind has a blueprint of your body in perfect health, fit, well, strong, and at the correct weight, lighter than at present. So there we go. That is the hypnosis script and audio called Eat Less, which is available for you to download directly from the People Building website or as an audio from iTunes. And remember too, that is just one of the hypnosis audios included in the Weight Loss Audios collection, which should give you the full spectrum of support in your efforts to lose weight. So let us now do some feedback from you guys who have been out there listening to me in listener land. And this is what you've been saying about the People Building podcast. It's a little surprising, but I haven't subscribed to the video podcast yet. I guess I've been so intrigued by the podcast, I literally listen to the podcast anywhere I can. I do the hypnosis session on my breaks at work. Also, I recently visited my hometown Detroit, which is really depressing overall, and really got to see how I used to be and how much I have changed. The day after I got back home, on one podcast you mentioned going back to the place you lived and how you're much happier since you left that situation. Always inspiring, and I love the synchronicity. From Rob. Dear Gemma, love your book, work, podcast, site, and etc. Would love to sign up for the video podcast. Thanks for everything. Keep up the good work. Be well. Take care. From Peter, who has the longest name I've ever seen, and he's from Colorado in the USA. And video podcast people are still receiving their videos every other week with special offers, occasionally the odd free gift chucked in there as well. So if it's something that you're not signed up to yet and you would like to get signed up to it, you do need to get in touch with me personally. There is no advert for it on the website. So you need to send an email to Gemma at peoplebuilding.co.uk. Nearly gave you my other email address then. This one said, I got into the college of my dreams with the help of your podcast. I always felt unconfident, but was able to gather enough courage to apply to this school, and I got in because of you. I still have a long way to go in terms of confidence. My lack of confidence still affects me a lot, but I'm sure I'll make it. Plus, I feel a lot better than what I felt like in high school. Thanks, from Daniel. And this one, short and sweet, says, hello. Please sign me up, Gemma. Thank you. I truly enjoy your podcast and your voice. I'm a novice to NLP and would like to learn more. Cyril. And this one is from Michael. And it says, I listen to your podcast with great interest and enthusiasm, catching up with all the previous podcasts as I only started 2 weeks ago. I have a little NLP experience, having been on work experience sponsored courses. I'm particularly interested in managing chronic pain, as I've suffered from low back pain for more than 30 years. And recently it's become much worse, interrupting sleep, etc. But for now, please can you send the video podcast to this email address? And happy Christmas, and keep inspiring people. As you can tell, I'm still 6 months behind on with sharing the feedback with you. So that came from Michael. And then this one, which I thought actually was the one I was going to read just now. This one is beautiful. That's the best words I could use to describe this email. I'm a Gemma fan. Your beautiful voice is angelic and blessed to help us. Thank you for making my year joyous and prosperous. I am one that has accomplished very much. I am a coach to dancing athletes, a teacher in kinesiology, a published songwriter, and a US champion trained by the world's best for mental and physical athletes. This leads me to you. You may already hear that I am really great at giving, but like every human being, I've had a terrible time finding my spiritual voice in order that I may receive and be fulfilled and replenished. I'm thanking you because you helped me find the angel me that I knew existed, yet couldn't identify. Now I am replenished within daily by Bailey. I can now perceive my world from a state of receiving. Thus, I am filled and can give more to others. You have helped my teaching immensely. And of course, a huge heart of thanks directly to you, Gemma Bailey, the only reason I have an iPod and the greatest part of my morning. I was so moved when you had the lady guide you through the morning and out of that bed and out of that shower and into that life. I listened whilst doing my champion gym workout, thus pushing the lesson deeply within my body. I'm still working to remove breakfast from the BMW, and that too will come. Thank you, Gemma, you made my year. Can you imagine how beautifully I can see the new year from Sunny? Sunny, God bless you. I've never heard the phrase of being replenished daily by Bailey, but I intend to use it on a weekly basis at least. Time for a quick break. When we come back, it will be time to do our relaxing hypnosis session. If you enjoy the People Building Podcast, you will simply love our Hypnosis MP3 audios to download from the People Building website. Our titles include Quit Smoking, Confidence, Health Improvement, Hypnosis Audios for Fears and Phobias, Addictions, Habits and Compulsions, Emotional Improvement, Personal Development and Weight Loss. Each Hypnosis audio contains a full hypnotic induction and deepener with background relaxation music as featured at the end of each of the People Building podcast. Each hypnosis audio has been recorded by me in full hypnotic voice, and if we don't have the hypnotic audio that you require, then all you need to do is send an email to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk to have one created to your requirements. Each hypnotic audio is in an MP3 format so that it can easily be downloaded to your MP3 player or downloaded and burnt onto CD disc. If you'd like to feature our hypnotic products and ebooks on your website, we'll pay you 65% commission for everything that you sell. Please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and visit the hypnosis scripts and audios page. Okay, so we're now moving into that section of the show where you will no longer be able to listen if you're driving or operating machinery or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else now, it is time for you to comfortably relax and allow yourself to be replenished daily by Bailey. Sorry, couldn't resist it. So, as soon as you're ready, you can close your eyes and begin to take in some deep relaxing breaths. And with each inward breath, taking in that rich, fulfilling air. And with each outward breath, releasing any remaining tension from every nerve, every bone, every fiber of your being is relaxing. Totally and completely calmly. That relaxation is washing over you like a gentle wave. Washing away any impurities, any stress. Totally and completely. Relaxed. And as your body relaxes, so does your mind. And as your mind relaxes, notice that relaxation sensation taking you deeper and deeper down, more comfortable and relaxed. And the head is so relaxed, it lets go of the jaw, and the neck is so relaxed, it lets go of the head. The shoulders are so relaxed, they're sinking down and down. That relaxation drifting down through your arms, down the hands, and into the fingers, and even the fingernails can relax. That comfortably relaxing feeling washing down through your body. The stomach and the tummy relax, and every section of the spine is letting go, feeling loose. Very, very relaxed legs now, down through the ankles, into the feet, and right to the very tips of your toes, so that you are now very, very deeply relaxed. And as you relax, changes are being made to the way that you're feeling and the way that you're thinking. You've changed your thinking before to improve your life, to overcome difficulties, to make good things come of challenging situations. You have achieved just from changing your mind, and you're changing your mind all the time, selecting the best possible option, because we've all had times I times when you suddenly realized it's time to decide to give up on making life difficult and deciding instead to be more natural in your choices and perhaps it was a decision you made to consciously act and react differently in the future. Or perhaps there was no effort at all, and it was more like a realization. Like waking in the morning and realizing that life is too short and it's not worth hanging on to what is no longer healthy for you. But either way, you decided all the same that enough is enough, and that it's time to put a stop to this, treating your body better now. And I know that you're wondering what kind of a trance you'll have in getting this sorted, and whether I'd suggest any subtle kind of hypnosis to help you to change and improve. But you know, I'd rather leave it up to you to make your own decision, won't you? And in just a few moments, I'm going to count from 5 up to 1. And when I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes, feeling fully and completely awake and alert as soon as I reach 1. So starting now at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2, and 1, with eyes open now, fully and completely awake and alert. And thank you very much for tuning into the show today. Our next show will be on Wednesday, the 14th of July, 2010, where we will be continuing our summer series of the 7 deadly sins. And our next show will be all about the deadly sin of lust. That should be fun. I look forward very much to speaking to you then. Have a great couple of weeks. Do get in touch and let me know if you love the show. It's Gemma at peoplebuilding.co.uk.